This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This first thing I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about it because it is so stupid, it is astonishing. I sit back and, you know, I try not to get out there and say, hey, kid, you just won the Darwin Award, that kind of thing. But tell me what you think about this. There's four main rules of gun safety. Treat every gun like it's loaded. Don't point the gun at anything you're not willing to shoot. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target, and identify the target as well as what's behind it before you do fire. For certain individual men, we may need to add a fifth rule. Don't point a gun at your reproductive system. Tom Knighton at Bearing Arms pointed out a bizarre trend among some gun owners, which is apparently, and I haven't seen this, and I don't know why Tom has seen this, but apparently there is a trend where there are some gun owners who are posting pictures of themselves pointing their loaded weapon at their own reproductive, their male reproductive system. That's just so stupid. That's one of the things that I've always said about appendix carry. I mean, I say I would do it if I could, but then again, I think about it, and I'm, you know, jamming a gun down the front there in the appendix position, and you know. Now, because of the stupidity, the utterly mind-numbing stupidity of this little trend, you know, sooner or later, somebody was going to have a negligent discharge. It was going to end badly. And according to a cat named Matthew Galt at Vice, this day has arrived. He writes, a member of a Facebook group dedicated to taking pictures of loaded weapons pointed at reproductive systems finally shot himself in the reproductive system. According to bloody pictures and video he posted on social media and the Imperial County Sheriff's Office, which confirmed the incident to Motherboard. Now see, this sort of angers me. The other day I published two memes on Facebook. You do this to try to stir up participation on a professional page, so I was posting memes. One of them was a guy in a t-shirt, and, you know, this could be considered bad taste, I know, but the t-shirt said, all lives splatter, stay out of the damn road. I thought that was funny. Maybe that's the British side of me, I don't know. Then there was another meme of a group of Islamics that were saying, we're going to kill all of you. And then below that, there was a group of American soldiers all kitted up going, would you please hurry up, chow's at 16:30. You know, like, don't make us late for dinner. Which, I find that funny. Then got censored for hate speech. And apparently this Yahoo got out here and shot himself in his own, and posted bloody pictures and video of him doing it on Facebook. Rather than the people then, apparently this is a group. Rather than step back and start questioning whether the practice is wise, the group made him an administrator, and now they're celebrating him as their king. So what's a little surgery and blood loss compared to the adulation of your fellow gun owners who like to point their weapons at their male reproductive system? And the members of this group seem to take pride in breaking the four rules of gun safety simply to annoy responsible gun owners. It truly takes all kinds. An admin of Loaded Guns, this is called Loaded Guns of Blank. Okay? I'm not going to say what it's... they said, we're sick and tired of being demonized as gun owners and looped together with the alt-right just for owning guns. We're sick of Republicans, think NRA, telling us what to do with our property, and we're sick of being told that just because we like guns, it means we have to be anti-woman, pro-life, and pro-Trump. Okay, now, they sound a little confused. None of that is beyond the pale, though, for me. I'm just trying to figure out how we go from there to thinking it's a smoking hot idea to take a weapon, run the slide, get around in the chamber, and then, put that up against the male reproductive system. How is that? Is that supposed to be a political protest? I suppose there is probably a chance that the admin who was talking to Vice when he was putting this stuff out, he was probably, pulling the guy's leg, as opposed to making a serious statement of principle. But whatever the rationale behind the statement, the four rules of gun safety are not some Republican plot or part of Bloomberg's anti-gun agenda. They're rules for a reason. They work. Follow those rules and you won't blow a hole in your scrotum. Now, you might have to find a new group of Facebook friends to hang out with, but really, friends, don't let other friends shoot themselves in the male reproductive system for internet points. That would be my thought. Some of the stuff that happens, I just sit back and I go, listen, I don't want to be a part of this. If these guys are gun owners, first of all, you need to get a grip. Do these guys carry guns? Do they train with guns? Do they just have them as sort of a Instagram posting thing for stupidity? Because I don't point a gun loaded or unloaded at anything that I don't want to shoot. Stays in my holster. When I take it out of the holster, it's aimed at something that has nothing to do with me or anybody that means anything to me. I found that to be the stupidest thing I have ever seen. And the fact that this is a thing. This reminds me of remember the Tide Pod thing? Remember when the kids were out there? Everybody was doing it too. Was that a TikTok thing? Whatever it was, everybody was doing it. Everybody was doing the Tide Pod thing. I didn't do the Tide Pod thing because, I've never thought of laundry detergent as edible. And I certainly, what were people getting for doing the Tide Pod thing? I guess maybe some cred. I don't know. Stupidity knows no bounds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm not going to talk about any more stupid stuff. Let's talk about something really cool. In a 2-1 ruling, a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals panel today affirmed a lower court ruling that the California ban on so-called large-capacity magazines violates the Second Amendment. Who would have thunk it? The majority opinion was written by Circuit Judge Kenneth K. Lee, joined by Judge Consuelo M. Callahan. District Judge Barbara M. G. Lynn dissented. The case is known as Duncan v. Becerra. It was brought by the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and it attracted national attention from attorneys general in several other states, plus gun prohibition lobbying groups and gun rights organizations. Now, CRPA is represented by attorney Chuck Michelle, and Chuck is he's a very storied attorney when it comes to litigating these kinds of cases. In his 66-page ruling, Judge Lee observed, "We understand the purpose in passing this law, but even the laudable goal of reducing gun violence must comply with the Constitution." Now, California's near categorical ban of standard capacity magazines infringes on the fundamental right of self-defense. It criminalizes the possession of half of all magazines in America today. Makes unlawful magazines that are commonly used in handguns by law-abiding citizens for self-defense. And it substantially burdens the core right of self-defense guaranteed to the people under the Second Amendment. It cannot stand. One thing that was interesting, they applied strict scrutiny this time in reaching this decision. According to Judge Lee's ruling, the Ninth Circuit employs a two-pronged inquiry to determine whether firearm regulations violate the Second Amendment. One, whether the law burdens conduct protected by the Second Amendment, and two, if so, what level of scrutiny to apply to the regulation. His summary says the panel held that under the first prong of the test, California Penal Code 32.310 burdened protected conduct. First, the panel held that firearm magazines are protected arms under the Second Amendment. Second, the panel held that the standard capacity magazines are commonly owned and typically used for lawful purposes and are not unusual arms that would fall outside the scope of the Second Amendment. Third, the panel held that large capacity magazine prohibitions are not longstanding regulations and do not enjoy a presumption of lawfulness. Fourth, the panel held that there was no persuasive historical evidence in the record showing LCM possession fell outside the ambit of Second Amendment protection. And that's just in the first prong. Proceeding to the second prong, the panel held that strict scrutiny was the appropriate standard to apply. They said that 32.310 struck at the core of law-abiding citizens' right to self-defend by banning large-capacity magazine possession within the home. And the near categorical ban of LCM substantially burdened the core Second Amendment right. Third, they held the decisions of other courts were distinguishable. Fourth, the panel held that the court's decision in FIOC versus City of Sunnyvale did not obligate the panel to apply intermediate scrutiny. A lot of people were in on this one. Second Amendment Foundation filed an amicus brief. California Gun Rights Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, Firearms Policy Foundation, Armed Equality, San Diego County Gun Owners, Orange County Gun Owners, Riverside County Gun Owners, and California County Gun Owners. Is there a California county? According to Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, he said, "While this is not our case, this is a victory for all gun owners, and the majority opinion reflects our arguments in the amicus brief we submitted." Brandon Combs, president of the Firearms Policy Coalition, essentially said the same thing via email, noting, "We were the only parties to brief that issue." Second Amendment Foundation Firearms Policy Council also have a similar case pending in California known as Weiss versus Becerra that also challenges the ban on large capacity magazines. Gottlieb noted that the Duncan ruling will quickly be applied to that case. Judge Lee noted in his Friday ruling, "Millions of Americans across the country own large capacity magazines. One estimate based on part of the government data shows that from 1990 to 2015, civilians possess about 115 million large capacity magazines out of a total of 230 million magazines in circulation. Put another way, half of all magazines in America hold more than 10 rounds. Today," he continued, "LCMs may be lawfully possessed in 41 states and under federal law." And Judge Lee reminded that in the 2008 Heller ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court recognized handguns as the quintessential self-defense weapon. So this is all good news. This is one of these things. Now, this was a panel. I'm sure they're going to appeal. I'm sure they're going to appeal. And I'm sure they're going to say that we want to do this en banc. And then they're going to say, we want you to stay this until we get to be heard en banc. And whatever they can do to continue on pushing, you know, however long the temporary gun control can be, or you get what I'm saying. But once California is the Ninth Circuit, which has been reconstituted by Trump to a certain degree, I think almost half of them are now would be considered conservative by some measure. So I'm not surprised that this happened. Now, I'm just waiting to see what happens with the Young case. I'm just waiting to see how that goes. I want to see how the Young case goes. That's some good news. Much better than the Darwin Award winners that I talked about earlier. Now, I know a lot of you are relatively new to gun ownership. Some of you are. And I know that some of you are probably sitting around wondering what is real and what is not. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the myths that you may hear about carrying a gun concealed. Just because I feel like doing a little technical breakdown. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What happened should never happen again. So he is pleading guilty.
Terrible thing. Terrible thing. Fact is, they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
President Trump's reaction as former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering documents used to justify the spying on of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is outlining a five-part plan to limit looting similar to what happened earlier this week.
The challenge that we face goes beyond just broken windows and stolen property. What was damaged was the faith and confidence of our residents and businesses in their city's ability to ensure basic protection.
The city plans to put more than 1,000 officers on the streets this weekend to keep the city safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he believes voting can be done safely in person, provided people follow the proper safety protocols that are being put out there by the CDC. On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time.
Bahn continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power, and the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud, and to maybe have billions of dollars behind your company to do it.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way!
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line!
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off!
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man!
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk!
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You ever been to a gun? Well, some of you definitely have been to gun stores. I like going to gun stores simply because of the crosstalk you'll pick up. And sometimes you get to hear people talk about how they carry a gun. Like that older gentleman sitting over there that says he conceals a older model Smith & Wesson 686, but he leaves the chamber empty just in case. And that's not the first time I've heard someone say something exactly like this. And there's plenty of other odd comments as well, whether it's carrying subpar ammo or practicing bad habits that will do more harm than good in the long run. But let's take a look, shall we, at some of the insanity when it comes to concealed carry myths. Like the carrying on an empty chamber thing. Now, for a while, I was, right now, I'm getting ready to embark on what will be a 2-week intensive marathon of my back getting worked over by my guy down in Columbia, South Carolina. So that means I will be carrying off-body a lot when I am carrying a gun. And I had been convinced by a couple of people that if I do that, I should carry off-body. Now, mind you, I'm carrying, and let me put this in perspective. The bags that I'm going to use, I'm using a fanny pack for this. I'm going to use a DeSantis gunny sack. The gunny sack has inside the bag where the gun is hidden, it is in a holster with the trigger guard protected. So there is no need for me to have an empty chamber on a dead trigger. This just means, first of all, I'm already having to draw out of a bag. I'm going to have to pull on the tabs. And so I need to make sure that I'm getting every little edge I can. This goes the same as if you're carrying in a holster as well. I've heard people say they aren't comfortable carrying a loaded firearm on them and they want to just scare people away. This is like saying you'll have enough time to put a seatbelt on before you crash as it's beginning to unfold in front of you. Carrying on an empty chamber with a revolver is probably one of the worst offenders because you limit yourself even more by losing a round in a limited capacity. Instead of having a 5-shot capacity, you're now down to 4, unless you're carrying that big Smith & Wesson 686, and now you're down to 5. And 4 rounds is extremely low for general concealed carrying. In the case of a semi-auto pistol, especially the modern semi-auto pistol, the event of pulling a firearm for self-defense, this is going to be an incredibly stressful situation. You're not going to be able to remember to chamber the first round. Some people may think that carrying on an empty chamber is the correct thing to do, but put a round in the chamber. That's the best way to go. Then there's the people that think it's a good idea to try to acclimate when you're training by shooting 3 to 5 shots every range session with no ear protection. It's good to become acclimated with the sound level of a shot going off. The main argument for training with no ear protection is to try to get rid of the flinching associated with the loud crack from a firearm. Now, I get the idea behind this type of training, but it's never a good idea to willingly damage your hearing for the sake of training. When it comes to self-defense, you know, the sound of a hand going off will not be enough to disorient you because, once again, you're in a stressful situation. There's a lot of things going on. So, please, when you're firing your gun on the range, keep your ear protection on. My uncle has a lot of hearing loss, and he used to shoot silhouettes. And ear, you know, back in the 70s, 60s, probably not as prevalent as it is today. Item number 3. For people that go out and buy self-defense ammo, a lot of people will go out and they'll buy, you know, like a box of 20. And if you're looking at a magazine that holds 17 rounds, well, that box of 20 is only going to cover you for one magazine, right? So, what a lot of people are doing now, apparently, is that let's say, in a Glock 17 magazine, the first 12 rounds are going to be full metal jacket, and the last 5 rounds are going to be self-defense ammunition. This is an extremely cheap way to carry a concealed firearm, but it's dangerous at a certain point with various rounds. Having the correct ammunition in your gun is essential with handguns chambered in 9mm or other calibers with high velocity. Now, you can pick a good hollow point that can expand and transfer its energy into the target, and you don't have to spend a lot of money doing that. Go buy the boxes of 50. In many cases, a full metal jacket will simply blow through, and once that round goes past the target, you are now accountable for every round and the collateral damage it may cause. You want your rounds, if you have to shoot someone in self-defense, you want your rounds to dump all their energy in your target. You want to stop the threat, but you also want to protect others from over-penetration. Then there's this thought process, and, you know, I think this is guys talking about their wives. They openly will acknowledge the fact their wives are not great shots, and rather than getting proper training, they say a bigger caliber is better. The main argument behind this is the fact they only get one to two shots off before they're attacked by intruders, so it might as well be a 10mm or a 44 Magnum. That's a horrible idea. So instead of training, you're going to give somebody a hand cannon that they can't control. I mean, you could just take the same. I mean, these hand cannons are not that cheap. You know, you could invest that money in some good classes. People aren't naturally good at shooting right off the bat, and they need a fair bit of trigger time to develop their skill. And it's important to feel comfortable with your firearm and instill confidence rather than saying, you know, blanket, and let's put the biggest gun you can get and stick it in your hands. People have some crazy things they'll say out loud, and every time I see a female, I saw a guy that I had known a long time back, and he had his mom in there, and they were looking at .357 Magnum revolvers. One thing about gripping a revolver, you're going to have your hand well back of that cylinder, because pulling the trigger on that, you can get a nice little burn if you don't know how to grip that revolver, say compared to a semi-auto. Plus, it's going to be a stiffer recoil. You're not going to get as many shots on. And yet, this is where everybody goes, because you're a female. You don't know how to clear a stoppage on a gun. Anybody can be trained in the proper usage of a gun, especially females, because they take classes better than you and me do, guys. So, if any of those things ring home, if you're out there saying, well, you know, I know that you don't know how to shoot, so we're going to get you a 44 mag, and that first shot will just kill him. It'll just kill him. You know. Give it some more thought, would you? Just go get some training. Go get some training. Get a modern fighting pistol. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. One thing I hear about gun control all the time is if it saves one life. The other one is, let's do it for the children. So, let's take a look at certain things, the way they're affecting young people. Now, I don't consider somebody that's 30 years of age or between 30 and 20 to be a child. I do consider them in today's world to be somewhat not as equipped, perhaps, as you and I might have been at the same age. You know, I lived in a world when there were no smartphones. There was no internet. There was no, most of the things that we take for granted now, none of that stuff was there. They've never known that. They've never known what it's like to do dial a phone. They don't write in cursive. They can't drive a straight drive. You know. So without that book of experience behind them, there's a lot of things that affect them a little more deeply, or so it seems to me. So a lot of them, I think, in this current climate, have begun to feel like they are hopeless. And as this hopelessness sets in, it's not really a fantasy born of too much time shut away from other people behind a mask. According to data from the CDC, a quarter of young adults have contemplated suicide during the COVID-19 pandemic. And that is horrible. CDC, 25.5% of Americans age 18 to 24 seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days. 16% of ages 25 to 44. And as CDC Director Redfield has said, the coronavirus has a very limited pathogenicity under age 45. So lockdowns and college closures and sport cancellations, life as they've gotten to know it, these things that don't occur as they used to, these things are driving young people to suicide. And this is unconscionable. And let's put this in plain terms. Here we have a population of young people being driven to consider ending their lives because they're being asked to hide away from a virus that is unlikely to kill them. For me, this is almost too much to comprehend. And yet, that is apparently part of what the nation must grapple with, even as debate continues to rage over whether children should return to schools. College-age athletes are told to abandon their dreams and leave the field. And one candidate for president suggested a nationwide mask mandate should be in effect for the next 3 months, at the end of which is, incidentally, when the election will take place. We get this from Politico. The toll is falling heaviest on young adults, caregivers, essential workers, and minorities. While 10.7% of respondents overall reported considering suicide in the previous 30 days, 25.5% of those between 18 to 24 reported doing so. Almost 31% of self-reported unpaid caregivers and 22% of essential workers also say they have harbored such thoughts. Hispanic and black respondents, similarly, were well above the average. Roughly 30.9% of respondents said they have symptoms of anxiety or depression. Roughly 26.3% of respondents reported trauma and stress-related disorder because of the pandemic. Another 13.3% of respondents said they have turned to substance abuse, including alcohol and prescription or illicit drugs, to cope with the stress from the pandemic. All of which, by the way, is being driven by the media. This is a media-induced hysteria. Yes, COVID-19 is real. Yes, it is dangerous. It is very dangerous if you are elderly. It is very dangerous if you have comorbidities. We know this. This is not something new. We've seen it demonstrated by a bunch of idiots like, Cuomo up in New York. And in the meantime, fear is a crippling thing. It can truly, just going through the whole thing of anxiety can take away your ability to sit back and think rationally, to do a little critical thinking. You have to be able to be calm and ordered in order to do that. And if you are going through a gigantic plume of anxiety, it's just not going to happen. And right now, this data indicates that young people developing symptoms of anxiety has tripled since this time last year. We get this from Fox 47 News. The CDC released data that the number of adults reporting symptoms of an anxiety disorder have tripled from this time last year. Mental health experts say acknowledging the fear, uncertainty, and loneliness the pandemic has brought is crucial to managing it. Drug usage and overdoses are up nationally. In a report released July the 8th by the San Diego-based laboratory Millennium Health, an analysis of 500,000 urine drug tests found that there was an increase in national usage of four drugs: non-prescribed fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin. Long and short of it is this: lockdowns kill people. And it's time to start assessing whether a prolonged one, presumably with a nationwide mask mandate, is worth the risk to the nation's collective mental health. It also, if I may be cynical, makes me wonder if that's what they're actually aiming for. If they've seen this study and said, well, yeah, this would be great. Everybody will be looking for some sort of relief. We can say that we're going to take care of them, that this is going to be this and that's going to be that, and everything's going to be great. let's just be being cynical. They couldn't really mean that, could they? You bet they could. You bet they could. There's a lot of things associated with mask wearing that is not good for you. They have something called maskne, which is where you, around your face where the mask is hitting you and where the heat is being contained, because you're containing heat. You start to break out. Right now, the WHO is recommending nobody go to their dentist. Although the dental associations are saying that's preposterous. The dental association, remember when, well, most of you don't, but when AIDS was a big thing, the dental industry figured out how to practice dentistry and not risk getting infected by AIDS. And the same protocols they could use for that, they can use for COVID-19. But this is all, you know, this is all manufactured. This is all based upon, we got to do this, we got to shut this down. I mean, in the beginning, it was about killing the economy. That's what the Democrats were looking for. Everybody was looking for this. Everybody was afraid. Nobody knew what was going on. Cooler heads did not prevail. Then we saw the thing coming out of Imperial College, and everybody's like, okay, we got to do something. So we did. We all locked down for 2 weeks. I could almost see that. Locking down for 2 weeks means that they get a chance to see what this kind of protocol would do to the curve. No hospitals ever got overwhelmed. It did not. People didn't get sick faster than they could be dealt with. And it's still going on, though. It is still going on. Right now, it's going on. Had to go somewhere today to ship something, and I had to put on a mask to walk in to ship something. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.